USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again not letting a House pass bill to increase stimulus payments come to the Senate floor.
The Senate proceed to the immediate consideration a bill received from the House to increase recovery rebate amounts to $2,000 for individuals with no intervening action or debate.
Is there objection?
Object.
After being rebuffed on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says there is no other option to get the payments to the American people.
Do you support sending $2,000 to the American people or not? Let's have the vote.
President Trump telling states to get moving regarding the coronavirus vaccinations. By week's end, at least 14 million doses of the vaccines will have been distributed across the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he will object during the counting of the Electoral College process on January 6th, becoming the first senator to confirm he's joining an effort launched by more than a dozen House Republicans. Hawley saying Congress should investigate voter fraud allegations and make sure future elections are secure. Contesting elections, not unheard of. It happened back in 2005 for George W. Bush's second term and also in 2016 when Hillary Clinton ran against Donald Trump. The largest Latin American country is legalizing abortion.
Senators in Argentina voted Wednesday to legalize abortion in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. President Alberto Fernandez has pledged to sign the bill into law. It's a major break from the rest of Latin America, a region known for its socially conservative views on abortion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit a lot of businesses hard, but arguably no one harder than owners of small businesses. Robert Hershevek of Shark Tank fame shares three things that business owners need to do during the pandemic.
Cash, customers, employees. The first one is you got to make sure you have enough cash to survive. I know the stimulus bill is coming. I know there's more protection for small businesses, but you can't depend on anyone except yourself. And you've got to make sure you have enough cash in order to be able to survive. The second one is there may not be any new customers for a while. You know, people aren't going out as much. They're certainly shopping online. If you have an online presence, that's great. But mind your existing customers. A lot of our businesses that are doing well are going back to their existing customers. And then really the last one is employees. You're going to get through this. If you've survived up until now, you're probably going to make your way through this. And you're going to need your team to be motivated, to be happy, to be successful.
Hershevek making those comments on Fox News. The college bowl season continues on Wednesday, highlighted by Florida taking on Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.